morning to you. It's 9 o'clock already. 9 o'clock in the morning, yes. And Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan is on the telephone. Good morning, sir. How are you doing? What's up?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Fine, man. Glad to have you along. Three things we probably want to touch on today. First of all, how about we need a COVID update from you, sir?
Good news on the COVID front. We are in very good shape. We're at about a 0.37% new infection rate, which is well below the 1% we want to be at. And we're moving forward with opening gyms carefully and preparing school response plans. So lots happening, but all right now very positive and encouraging. Thanks to everybody for continuing to hang in there through this.
Very nicely done. All right, let's see here. So you got 9 school districts, I believe, in Ulster County, and it's kind of stressful to talk about people. It's all over the place. Could you give us an update on what the schools are going to be doing and how we can do it?
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. It, for parents and teachers and kids, of course, it's very stressful, and I get that. And we are trying to really work with each of the districts who ultimately is going to make the call as to when they come back in person and if they come back in person. But our role really is to make sure that as they do that, we have all the protocols set up for a few different things, in terms of quickly identifying any cases with screening and testing, in terms of contact tracing when we do, if and when we have cases. We've got a rapid response team that's ready to sort of show up at the school if needed to help manage any cases. And then we're distributing over 30,000 masks for every student, teacher, faculty member in all of our districts.
30,000 masks. Very nice. That's a lot. That's good, man. Yeah. And of the 9 districts, I guess, well, I mean, they're all going to operate on what they believe to deem what they deem safe for themselves, I assume, correct?
That's right. At this point of the 9, I believe now it's 7. It's pretty much changing each day, but 7 of the 9 now, from my latest information, are going to delay their in-person opening.
Okay.
Into October, but they will. Many of them will be bringing teachers back into the buildings in some form or fashion starting in September. So we're also working with many of the districts to do proactive testing of the teachers ahead of coming back, so that they can, feel safe and make sure that they're protected as they come back into their buildings.
Nice. We're talking to Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan. A lot of people thrilled that gyms finally have the approval to open up. That's going to be on Monday the 24th. How is that going to work? Some of the restrictions involved in that or what, sir?
Yeah, good news. I know many, many folks have been waiting a long time to get the guidance on this, so we were happy to get that on Monday. And so starting next Monday, the 24th, gyms and studios and yoga centers and so on can open at a 33% capacity. Folks do need to maintain the distancing, and they have to wear masks, which I know is going to be very difficult in certain gym settings. But those are the limitations, as well as making sure the HVAC systems are up to a certain standard. So we'll be working very closely with them. We've got about 100 of them in our county. We'll be working our health department with them over the next 2 weeks to work through those plans and ultimately to inspect and validate that each of the gyms are doing those things.
That's a heavy lift, though. I mean, it's good that they're doing that, but masks where you're on the treadmill at level 15, that's a little hard, but that's...
Yeah, I think at that point, you maybe just...
Get off.
Go outside.
Yeah, get off. Right, exactly. If you have any questions, it's ulstercounty.gov/coronavirus. One more thing, and I don't know. It's 33% capacity. Is it 33% capacity of the entire gymnasium or 33% capacity of the particular room you're in? Do you know the answer to that?
So it's both, if that makes sense. At any given point, you can't have total capacity over one-third. And then if you're in a room or a class, that also needs to be at that one-third capacity.
I got you.
Just to maintain, I mean, as you can imagine, you're indoors, people are breathing hard, the circulation can be limited. It is a very high-risk location, but we do think it can be done safely. It's just going to require definitely not the normal gym experience, unfortunately.
Well, this is not a normal time, so I guess, you know, that's it. UlsterCountyNY.gov/coronavirus. Any questions you've got on that? That was it's a pretty good thing. When's your next town hall, sir?
So Thursday, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, we'll be updating folks. We do that every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon, and we'll continue to do that. I just think we're still, I know it feels like we've been in this situation really almost forever.
Well, yeah.
Me and many. But we're not through it yet, and we're in good shape, but I think so much of that is because people are getting the information they need. They're still largely bought in to what we're doing, and so much of that relies on just being honest and transparent with folks. So that's what we're really trying to do, and I'm trying to do, is just make sure we keep that communication up. So I appreciate you helping with that and informing your listeners of what's going on. I think it's making a big difference.
I hope so. Just backtracking just for a second, 107 active cases in the county now?
Yep, 107 active cases. We've had almost 2,000 residents that have been positive in the past and recovered, so that's very encouraging. We're pretty much at the lowest level of active cases we've been since going back to March. So
good.
Things are good.
Good.
We want to keep them that way, of course.
Absolutely. UlsterCountyNY.gov/coronavirus. Any questions you may have? Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan, thank you very much, man, and I appreciate that. We'll chat next week, all righty?
Thank you.
You
stay
got,
safe.
You got it now.